True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What is it going to take to do that before it's too late here?
26 guys pulling for each other and continue the grind. It's not easy. And like you said, this is probably like, I don't know how many times we get in streaks like this where nothing seems to be working for us. But again, you have to stay positive. We're still in control of, you know, the situation here. Not ideally, where we at compared to, you know, the whole year's been. But like I said, you know, one game at a time, you know, we starts on the mound, obviously, and then we go from there.
Why do you think that these stretches have gone on for a while when you get into them?
Yeah, again, I think some guys from the rotation having a tough stretch here. And, you know, when you're playing a lot of games on the road and you're not getting decent length or decent outings, you know, that it has a trickle effect, you know, on the pitching staff, the at-bats. The game is obviously different. But then when we get, you know, there was times where we get some starting pitching and then the offense seems to cool down. So we just haven't been able to consistently put it together, the whole package.
What is the effect that it has on the bats? When you guys get a short start, when you say it has a trickle effect?
Yeah, I mean, you start grappling. Usually you're down 4 or 5 runs, and then the at-bats are completely different. You know, you lead off an inning, you're not going to be as aggressive. You got to take a strike. You got to take pitches. You got to create a rally, you know, instead of staying aggressive, you know, and then it's a completely different game. So that's why I referred to it.
Another tough outing. You figured out for the pitcher tonight, Sanchez, and what was the key for him today?
Yeah, I thought, you know, early on, Lindor hit some balls hard. Soto hit some balls hard, obviously. Pete, Marte had really good at bat there. But when he needed to make a pitch there, he got the ground ball with Nim. That's who he is. He's a tough arm. And he got us once he got on a rhythm there after the first couple of innings.
When you face that many struggles like that, as you faced them so far in a row, as you have in this series here, how tough is it for the hitters that try and break three when you have one after another after another?
It's a big league. You know, you're going to face the best of the best, regardless who you're playing. And that's what, you know, at this level, every night you got to bring your A game, you know, because you're facing the best of the best, and they got some really good ones there. So we got good hitters, you know, but we got to go out there and do it.
How much did Holmes going short and some of these short outings play into the usage of Soto there, keeping him in as long as he was in?
Yeah, trying to be aggressive there with all the lefties that they got. It just didn't work today with, you know, with Soto. Seems like they were all over his fastball. And I feel like, you know, that fastball was flat today, and they took advantage of it. But, yeah, I think it was just more like where we were in the game, trying to keep it right there and being some type of aggressive with, you know, some of the guys available, but it just didn't work.
Do you sense that the team is demoralized at this point?
No. I mean, they know where we're at. I mean, yeah, That's one thing with these guys, and they're not going to give up. They're going to keep showing up. They're going to keep preparing. They're going to keep competing and having each other's back. I'm pretty – nobody's happy, you know, but we got to keep going.
Can one win tomorrow maybe turn things around a little bit, maybe possibly? That's a simple question, I realize. But.
Yeah, I mean, it's one day at a time, you know. And now, we've lost the first three here, and we got to come back tomorrow and try to get one here, you know, and then that's all it takes. So that's our job tomorrow. Turn the page today and then show up tomorrow and get the win before we go home.
Well, offensively, you had talked to you last night about taking third called strikes and just taking strikes in general. That happened again today against Sanchez. You got a ton of them off his sinker. Why do you think that keeps happening?
Well, I mean, you got to give them credit. You're facing two lefties that when they get ahead, they got the ability to front hip sinkers there. That's not an easy pitch, you know, especially when you have to cover a lot of pitches, you know, a lot of part of the plate, you know, like they can backdoor a quarter like yesterday with Suarez, and then they can go front hip with a sinker, and same thing with Sanchez. He's got the changeup, they face away, and then on top of that, you have to honor that inside part of the plate. So I think it's more the combination of them executing.
Is it sustainable to keep Anaya and Holmes in the rotation right now?
That's, you know, we're counting on them. I said it yesterday about Sean, and same thing with Clay. You know, we need those guys, and
Are you guys equipped to maybe ask them to go shorter by design with your bullpen and, like, ask them to go?
We tried that today. We're trying to be aggressive. I think every situation will be different depending on where the game is at, where you are bullpen-wise, how many games you're playing. We'll make adjustments.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.